West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners next week expected to approve contributing up to $500,000 to the city of Bowdoin to assist with upgrading and expanding the Bowdoin Gymnastics Center. Only Bowdoin and one other city in Carroll County provide a city-sponsored gymnastic program, and county officials say an overwhelming majority of the participants live outside the Bowdoin city limits without support of the county. On average, the facility sees 125 to 175 participants at any time during the year and has seen no major renovations since it was built in 1985. The estimated total cost of upgrade and expansion is $1.175 million. Carroll County's District 6 Commissioner Danny Bailey this week said, based on the information presented to me by the city manager and the mayor, the number of safety concerns and overall conditions of the building, this request is something I thought we should support. And Chairman Michelle Morgan adding, I'm happy to be part of Mayor Jim Chaffin's legacy, as the improvements that will be made to this facility will leave a lasting impression for years to come and commemorate his final term as mayor. Villarica City Council this week approving end-of-the-year incentive pay for all full-time and part-time employees. Full-time employees will receive the $300 bonus, while part-time employees are to receive a $150 bonus, bonuses totaling up to more than $65,000. Well, probably under 100 people have cast early ballots during the one-week advanced voting period ahead of Tuesday's Election Day runoff for the Villarica mayoral race. Tuesday's runoff election follows the four-person race in November, in which only 13% of the city cast a ballot. Those initial numbers showed challenger Leslie McPherson doubling up on the votes for incumbent Mayor Gil McDougall. McDougall on Thursday, well aware of the challenge he faces with those two statistics.
That also was disappointing in terms of the low voter turnout. And what I say all the time is democracy doesn't really belong to the people as a whole. It belongs to those who show up. So if you want to be involved in making this decision, you need to show up and vote. That number really needs to double. Folks ought to take a look at where we're at, where we've been, and take a look at these candidates and go out and vote.
McDougall was the guest on Thursday's WLBB Community Voice, where he commented on the runoff mandate, the seemingly contemptuous race between he and McPherson, and he discusses some of his recent endorsements. That program archived online at newstalk1330.com. McPherson joins me for the Community Voice on Monday. And as of Friday, the city of Villarica planning to go on with Christmas on Main activities planned for Saturday, despite periods of rain expected during the day and the evening. Day starts around 10:30 with the Eggnog Jog Reindeer Run 5K. Then the Mistletoe Market opens up at 2. The Christmas Parade starts at 5 o'clock, and the day wraps up with the tree lighting at 7 o'clock p.m. I'm Colin Worthington.